I don't even know what's happening. Just being honest. Like, a minute ago, it wasn't working. Hold on. I ain't even put this on because I didn't know if it was going to go on. I was ready to go. Nah. Once that shit started to do that little download and M2, right? That's the new one. Or we still got the M1. Or whatever. Once I saw that shit say M2, I already knew it was a problem. I already knew it was something. I can't keep updating. Like, it's getting outrageous. This last computer was a nut. Now they want another one. Like, what are we doing? All right, let's get into today's show. We got a bunch of topics. What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome back to the Kasabian Live-O show. Let's just get into the music. I hate when I can't play music, so we're just going to play music and get flagged. Oh, well. It is still amazing that they can't flag me for my own stuff. Like, I don't get it, but okay. I guess. Make it make sense.
Dom DeMarco.
Yeah. You can obviously tell this is me.
Kasabian.
See, I even say my name.
Live-O. Kasabian.
Live-O.
Kasabian.
Live-O.
Kasabian.
Wow.
I am the one that they look at because I'm different. Listen, we already knew that he gifted on the horn of the wave. We knew that.
Come on. I think I want to do it again. I wanted to go to a bowling alley and rap. That sounds like a fun idea. I'm gonna do a show at a bowling alley.
Milli right now. I need a milli right now. Take them down to that boogie down. Uptown or downtown. East side. LV like 2233. Eastwood Avenue where I show my ass.
It's Kasabian. Turn it up. Kasabian Live-O One. Stop playing with me. It's Live-O Worm. My bad. I swear I heard the beat get louder a couple times and then it disappeared. What's going on, beautiful people? My name is Kasabian Live-O. Welcome back to the Kasabian Live-O show. We have a bunch of topics. Let's get into everything. Let's not waste y'all time. Welcome back. It is the day after the Super Bowl. Definitely got to talk about the Super Bowl. Took over my city. But I was asleep early and I don't care. Just being honest with you, I'm not a sports guy. But I will cover something that was pretty cool. I did watch the halftime show. And I want to talk about the Puerto Rican kid that plays for the Chiefs. I think that is super dope. I love watching young Puerto Rican people do dope shit. Shout out to y'all. On today's show, not too many topics, but let's have some fun. We're going to talk about the... Am I moving in slow motion? I thought I was. We're going to cover the Super Bowl. He didn't get the VIP... the MVP. Actually, Mahomes got the MVP. For some reason, when I read the article, it said that he won an MVP. I got that wrong, but good for him. I'm not a magician. That should have been the title of the show. We'll talk about Toby Keith. I had a like cute Toby Keith thing, and then we'll talk about that. Turkey Hut drama. I thought that was like a story that would go a little bit further than what it did, but I mean, you can kind of deduce what happened from what we'll get into. Strippers' rights. That's right. I'm here for it. I just don't know how I feel about it because I think that there's another way to approach this, but we'll talk about it. Strippers' rights. New York City has some weather coming, and Jon Stewart is back. I thought that was pretty awesome. Jon Stewart has a very polarizing show that works so well for him, and that Apple show wasn't working. But we'll get into everything, and we'll definitely talk about all that and more. Vegas has definitely had... Vegas had a time. Vegas had a slice. Y'all, if you were out here in Las Vegas, you've definitely spent some money. I was going to go down to Power Slap because I thought it'd be fun date night. Hear me out. If there's anything I've ever wanted to go on a date night with my old lady to, it's slap fighting. I think it's the funniest shit in the world, and I really want to go watch slap fighting. Now, the slap fight was at the Rango Station, the new casino. So I was very interested to go until I saw what the ticket was, and I was like, damn, I don't think I want to pay $3,000 to watch two dudes just slap the shit out of each other. Hold on. We got to rethink this. We can spend $6,000 in a much smarter fashion. And I only say that because if you do live in Las Vegas or in Nevada, maybe you've experienced what I've experienced in the recent month. Literally financial chaos. I'm not joking. Mortgage went up. Not a proud moment. Those fucking variable rates. Gas. 186. I thought it was 136. It was 186%. So, like, my natural gas bill for my home was, like, $35, $40. It's now $180. That's amazing. Our water bill's gone up probably $80. Like, I know it's not saying much. That shit just adds up. Power's up. You know, summer's coming. Summer in Nevada means, or summer in Las Vegas means you're spending about $1,000 a month for 4 solid months straight. Not including everything. I'm just waiting for when cars and car gas is going to go up again, because gas seems to be holding low. Everything in Nevada has gone up. Oh, most expensive groceries in Nevada. Most expensive insurance. I finally got hit by Geico. Everybody was like, oh, Geico's going to go up. Geico's going to go up. My Geico went from 120 to 280. And my daughter just got her license, like, had her on. So, financial chaos. Now, it is Mental Health Mondays, but I do need to bring this up. How do you folks feel? What's going on? How is Vegas treating you? It doesn't feel like Vegas of yesteryear. I'll tell you that shit. Nice to hear these stories all the time, but inflation is definitely hitting us a little bit harder. And I think it took a little while, right? Inflation didn't seem to affect the city that quick, but when it has, well, shit, no, because it all came at once. So it's hurting us in our own very special way. It just seems like these are all the problems that everybody went through about 2 years ago. So we're a little behind the curve. It's a little shitty. Not too excited about that. I really hope that things kind of normalize. I'm really pushing forward in my corporate job. I have stepped into the hiring pool and I'm looking for a new position, trying to become a trainer. It was something that I had and I didn't want to really jump into because I was kind of afraid, but I liked the idea of a trainer before getting into the design and marketing department, simply because I knew what I was good at first, as opposed to wanting something that I never knew. Like, I knew I could be a trainer because I was good at what I do. I didn't know about the marketing thing until I learned about it. And I was like, oh, that sounds fun, but I don't think it's for me at the moment. The level of pay that it has is really, I'm not asking. The position pays very well, and I just might not be there yet. So I can't really rush. Like, I mean, I get how it works. I'm not rushing anything. Excuse me. I'm definitely going to take my time, but yeah, I'm putting in for a new application and hopefully we'll get some answers. Excuse me, get some answers. There goes my fucking hiccups. Hopefully get some answers and a higher salary. I do appreciate my corporate gig and it's not for the faint at heart. It's definitely become very stressful. Burnout is something. I can feel it. It's coming on. But nonetheless, you know, what's new in your job? Do you have a job? What's your hustle? We have a couple of things that I want to cover as far as hustles that got me a little perplexed, but let's jump into this again. Mental Health Mondays. Just know you're not alone. We're all going through this together. And I want to make sure that, you know, we cover it. People always, I know Loner likes to make fun of me because he always says, oh, you got it. You got it. You got it. And I'm like, Loner, I live a modest life as much as I do have. I don't think, I mean, maybe when I was younger, we used to wild out. But even then, you never saw me on the internet spending money recklessly. My kids, I got kids. I was never going to put myself in a position where I couldn't take care of them. My bad. I'm just cleaning off the damn board like somebody threw some shit on here. I don't like it. I don't like it. Anyway, I don't spend frivolously. I'm very cheap. I don't like to appreciate my money. What the fuck? Like, who just spends money and doesn't want to get return or value? Like, I'm good on just throwing money to throw money. Like, that's why it's crazy for me to think that some of y'all out there paying for what you pay for. But hey, ChatGPT writes the intro and we do the show. Welcome. Oh, my bad. I didn't even hit the green button. Susan. God. Welcome to the Xavier Live. Huh? Welcome to the Xavier Live show. We unravel the latest buzz from the realms of the hairstylist in Georgia. No licensing for hairstyles in Georgia. Let's talk about it. Super Bowl. I mean, the Super Bowl is going to be on everybody's docket. So Let's definitely talk about it. The Puerto Rican, the young man, the Puerto Rican young man, the Borigua, that one that he had his trophy on him. I swear I read MVP, but then I read it was Mahomes, but it's okay. Pacheco, you're my MVP, bro. Pause. But that kid is awesome. ChatGPT did not get our notes today. Suki Hanna is a fool and she's not a magician. We'll also be discussing Toby Keith and his passing on February 5th. That one hurt because I just saw a video of him like dancing with Chris Brown. And I was like, oh, look at Toby Keith. And he was like really skinny. And then I found out he was sick. And then this happened. But again, that's, man, that one was different. Let's definitely get into the Turkey Hut drama. Turkey Leg Hut drama. Turkey Hut or Turkey Leg Hut? I don't know. Either way, I love what they do there. And this is interesting, but it's fun to watch. And then we'll also dive into strippers' rights. I'm excited about strippers' rights. Strippers hold a near and dear place in my heart. And I'm going to tell you the truth. They always will. I love you, strippers. Buckle up for a ride through this unpredictable New York weather. They said New York was supposed to only get rain. Now they think that New York is about to get the most snow it's seen in 100 years or something like that. John Stewart's back. What else? We'll also get into the Listen to what ChatGPT wrote. This is where diverse topics converse into a symphony of conversation. Welcome to the Kasabian Lavo Show. I like ChatGPT. Go on it. All right, y'all. So like I said, a couple topics we definitely want to get into because I am completely blown away at this. Georgia, the state of Georgia, is considering passing a law on, I guess, removing licensing for hairstylists and people that do hair, which I mean, if the goal is to generate tax revenue, you're going to have to educate the people as to why they're paying taxes and why they're getting licensed in the first place. A lot of people think that they get licensed to prove that they know what they do. In reality, you just get licensed so that you're in accordance and you are up to compliance with state regulations because there's a board of people that believe you should be at least this adequate to do the job, right? You just got to hit that mark and you can do the job. Now, everything else is on you. It's like I say, real estate. People used to always go, how did you get in real estate? I go, you take the test. Unless you bought a house, then you're in real estate. But if you want to be a realtor, you just take the test. That's it. Just take the test. That's not that. That's it. That's how you do it. Now, you might not pass, but I mean, that's all you got to do. So, I don't think hairstylists shouldn't have licensing. Do you know how many hours? So I went to a vocational school for high school and my first class was called Keys for Success. And I think they put me in that class because I was ghetto. But that class had a bunch of young kids that were underprivileged. I could assume we were all underprivileged because we all came from the ghetto bus. It was like two ghetto buses in that vocational school. Both the buses worth of kids was inside of this class. So the class was to teach us how to eat in public and shit. You know, the soup fork and the soup salads and all that shit. Soup salads. You see what I'm talking about? but no, they'll teach us about tipping and how to tuck in your whatchamafuckers, why people open the door, this and that. Just teach us how to be young, good people in America, young men and young women in America, and function well. My vocational school actually had one of the head chefs from Caesars Entertainment that was teaching the culinary class. So their teacher was not only one of the best fucking chefs in Vegas, but like literally still got called to go hit the casino to go do like special events. Like it was amazing. But I got to share that room that I was doing my Keys for Success class. Oh, we learned how to do resumes and shit. Things like that. Anyway, but I shared that class with a cosmetology group. Well, they did cosmetology school in like the bigger area. Our class was kind of like a module within the cosmetology wing of the school. There's like 400 girls in there. Like it was ridiculous. Amazing. They learn all types of cosmetology shit. I used to say that I wanted to open a hair salon just for the girls that I went to school with because I knew so many of them. I felt like it was a turnkey, but it really wasn't. It's a dog-eat-dog world, like a lot of that shit is. And me, I'm a businessman. I just wanted to open nice, beautiful locations and have really just, I wanted to offer the best and cleanest and like prettiest locations. But then like you realize that as hairstylists do their thing, they kind of want to do their own thing and they want to do it cheap. So then you just turn into one of those pop-up shops where you just offer like little booths and shit. It's not good for business. Not for me, not for what I wanted to do. But that's the only reason I ever wanted to even get in the hair is because I shared that room with those girls. Now, and I'm getting somewhere. They had to put in like 2,000 hours or some shit or 200 hours of like cutting and holding and doing before they could even touch somebody's head. I'm okay with that. I think that there's a lot of jobs that people should probably go through some type of 200 or 300 of hours of training before they do anything with people. Not everything you should just learn on your own or learn on YouTube. Now, I agree 100%. There should be an easier way for us to learn these things and access the education. I do feel like America has a huge problem with investing within its people. The fact that our educational system is so hard for one to tap into that we have to hustle and negotiate and do things on the side and do things illegally because they don't understand the licensing process or why get licensed or why pay taxes. I mean, you got to work from the top down. You can't work from the bottom up. If you take away licensing and you take away regulations, listen, I'm only stepping into some locations because they had that little sticker in the corner. And I know somebody came in here and really rigorously went through your shit. I'm not just, nah, like, I'm down for the hustle. I get it. I appreciate it. I understand I get it. But if you take that hustle that's not legit and you legitimize it, it'll be much better for you. And to be honest with you, licensing keeps away a lot of fuck shit. You know, when you say, oh, it's going to take 2,000 hours, you run away a lot of the people that probably should have never been a part of it. I really don't think it's a bad thing. I don't. But I don't want to see no licensing. I think, that's what I mean. Like, I want licensing. I'm not okay with no licensing. That shit's crazy. When Tsukihana said that she wasn't a magician, a little part inside of me died and then grew a little bit bigger like Groot. Toby Keith passed away of cancer in his sleep on February 5th. Toby Keith, I saw a video of him with Chris Brown. I have it on my phone. I saved it. And he killed it. He did the whole routine with Chris and did his thing. And I was just curious as to why Toby Keith was with Chris Brown doing his thing. It's because he was sick. I thought that was very dope with Chris Brown. Toby Keith actually did an amazing job. He looked phenomenal out there with Chris. So, you know, again, shout out to Chris Brown for being that dope. Shout out to Toby Keith. Rest in peace. Not a fan. I can't say that I listen to your music. I do know of you. Appreciate you. And what you did that night with Chris Brown was amazing. Rest in peace, Toby Keith. What else? There was so much going on in the city yesterday, to be honest with you. But let's get into these topics. So, Turkey Hutt Jr. No. I'm playing. So, the Houston's famous Turkey Hutt is going through some things and some changes. And I was interested because when I found out that the wife fired her husband, I was like, wow, the stories of the cheating and all the whatnot must have been true. But I was just more curious as to how does this work out with such a popular business? Houston Chronicle. In a statement to CW39, Holmes provided more answers behind why her estranged husband and six employees were terminated earlier this week via email. I like saying via instead of via because it makes people upset. After gaining strength from leaving an abusive marriage, I was subsequently made aware of potential finance mismanagement. This prompted me to initiate initiate a meticulous, meticulous review with my new finance team. And unfortunately, we quickly uncovered financial when the finances ain't right, that's when it's beef. Like when you have these type of discrepancies, you know, relationship discrepancies is one thing, but when you fucking up the money, you gotta go, bro. This shit ain't for nobody. Oh, did y'all see my shirt? It's a TLC shirt. You see my girl? Them girls. Y'all gonna stand up? I know. We're gonna do a stand-up show because I saw a picture of a friend of mine that's like really big. And for some reason, he thinks I'm bigger than him. No, sir. I run 2 miles every day. Running them bitches. 4 total, but I'm running 2. Again, back to the story. I'm sorry. The idea that the money ain't right, that worries me because it's beyond cheating. This is wrong. Yes, this is more wronger. Yeah. This led to a temporary 2-week payroll delay and difficult decisions to lay off 6 valued team members, promising their reemployment in late summer. I don't think anybody's going to get reemployed. And if you was playing with her money, I don't see how that money's supposed to come back. It's going to take a big team to get that place popping again. And I still want to know the secret recipe and all the fancy doodads. Honestly, they came and left. I can't believe I didn't really get to enjoy that myself. We do have a spot here in Vegas like that, which is delicious. But I won't spot them until they drop a dime. Shut up. The next story is out of NBC News. Puerto Rican pride became a part of the... What? Election? Elation. My bad. You see what I'm saying? It's a bunch of words today that I wasn't ready for. Puerto Rican pride became a part of the elation after the Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl. And that was amazing last night. I got family in Kansas. My little cousin played football out there. I thought he was going to be a part of the Chiefs one day. So shout out to the Chiefs. But running back, Aisha Pacheco. Wait. Is he related to Johnny Pacheco? Because that's fucking dope. Man, can we find out? It'd be nice. I mean, thank you. He draped himself in the Puerto Rican flag Sunday night, celebrating the team's third Super Bowl victory in just 5 years. The two-time Super Bowler title holder, whose father hails from Ponce, Puerto Rico, is unabashedly proud of his roots. At last year's Super Bowl, Pacheco wore a helmet featuring the iconic flag of the Caribbean island, now mesmerized in the NFL Hall of Fame. Puerto Rico is a territory of the U.S., if you fucking idiots did not know. Somos boricua y estamos aquí. Y no lo vamos nowhere porque ahora estamos jugando fútbol. ¿Viste eso? Ahora jugamos basquetbol, fútbol y de todo porque baseball está locked up, baby. Pero lo demás, ahí vamos. The quote from the young man, I feel amazing. Pacheco told Telemundo Deportes in English after the victory on Sunday. Mind, body, and soul. Eliminated distractions. It took all 53 of us tonight to get the job done. Well said. I think I'm almost old enough to say, well said, young man, but I don't think so. But shout out to him. Shout out to the Pacheco family. Hey, yo, the Chiefs colors is like red and white, but for some reason, his dad's hoodie was all black and then gold. I don't know what that's about. Pero that's something, right? Like, where did he get the yellow hat? And the black and the gold, that was dope. I ain't never even knew they came in special colors like that. Oh, look, I closed all my rings. I told you bitch-ass motherfuckers I've been running. All right, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cuss at y'all. But see, I told y'all, I'm proud of myself. I've been watching a lot of movies where people cuss for no reason, so I think if I do it sometimes, maybe it comes off that way, but it doesn't. When I do it, it just seems very rude. Fox News. Adult dancers in Washington say they are fed up by the hostile customers and the clubs that take advantage of them and are demanding better workplace protections under a stripper bill of rights. I mean, can I be honest? I love strippers. I used to go to strip clubs all the time. I used to find peace in strip clubs. Can I tell you why? Is this a safe space? And I'm being completely... One, I love women. I'm not going to lie. Love me a nice pair of titties and a fat ass. And a pretty face always helps, but not really not in that moment. Let's just be honest. But why does that matter to me in that moment? Because it's the only time where I feel like a normal person. And that may sound funny, and that's okay. It ain't for everybody to understand. When you are popular, per se, or somebody knows your fucking name everywhere you go, it's kind of nice to not be the center of attention. And being at a strip club was the only place where I felt like I could be myself in a corner somewhere and like write music and get away. Even met a special person there. Gave that bitch a bunch of kids. Bunch of money, too. Still paying for this motherfucker. Not in a bad way. Just so you know, you pay for pussy for the rest of your life. Bills ain't cheap. Mortgage is expensive. But nonetheless, I digress. But I love strip clubs. Like, I used to just go just to unwind and not get bothered. I don't drink, so I don't care for having drinks. I would have a water or maybe a soda if I was feeling fucking spicy. But most of the time, I just ask for a rock star. If they didn't have the fruit punch rock star or the zero rock star, give me a regular rock star. They always looked at me like I was weird. I threw money so you could leave me alone, but in reality, I just wanted to sit in the corner and do my thing. So, do I understand strippers that, damn, I went all over the place. I'm sorry, but like my whole life started in the strip club. Like, I got married in that bitch. So, seeing a stripper's bill of rights, that's definitely something that intrigues. I definitely want to see what this is about. The bill was approved in Washington legislature on February 7th. I got hiccups. In a 29-20 vote, the legislator would require a security guard at each club, keypad codes to enter the dressing room, training for employees to prevent sexual harassment and procedures if a customer is violent, according to the Associated Press. This is great, but I think a lot of establishments should have these rules and regulations in place. There's a weird thing going on now, especially with the internet, that a lot of people used to go to strip clubs to get what you get from Instagram and OnlyFans. So these men that are more aggressive than usual, I can definitely understand. But you need to stay your ass at home. It's not the girls' job to protect themselves from your nasty ass and your nasty ass daddies in your hands. Keep your hands to yourself. Enjoy the show. Just because the girl's naked shaking her ass don't mean you get to touch her inappropriately without asking. And guess what? You got to pay for that. That's just how the game goes. Don't come in there starting no trouble. Some of them girls got boyfriends like me. And you got money. At least back then. We ain't going to play that. But I don't understand why we need... I'm glad the law passed, but I would really like to see how this is going to translate elsewhere. I know Vegas is different. Vegas, this type of shit don't happen this way. Vegas is very strict. Vice is always around. So, man, yeah, things go down, but at the same time, it's Vegas. But it's very clean. Vegas doesn't play this type of shit. The bill would also require training on how to de-escalate conflicts between dancers, employees, and customers, and signs stating that dancers are not required to hand over tips to their employers. That's a big deal. That whole shit of the tip collecting and then we split you down later, that shouldn't be a thing. I mean, y'all could pay for me to be at the club, like when the girls got to come in and pay their rent, but then you taking my tips and you telling me what I made later, that's wild. The proposed measures would cap club fees at $150 or 30% of the amount they made during their shift. There's things changing. Life has changed. But you mean for the girls that don't want to get touched, maybe don't work at a strip club. There's certain touching that's going to occur that it's going to happen. Now, inappropriately and aggressively and things of that nature, that shouldn't happen. There should be protection for everybody at all times. So I'm glad somebody is doing something about it. But hey, keep y'all nasty asses at home if you don't know how to act when you go out. I think our last story, I should say, because that New York weather thing was kind of insane. New York's supposed to have so much snow, but I'll let Joe tell it. Our next story is at CNN. Jon Stewart, I don't know. Like, I'm not a fan of Jon Stewart, never really was. But you know of him, you know what he does, and he's huge for what he does. CNN. Turning the show's former host of 16 years after more than a year of thumb twiddling since successor Trevor Noah signed off. Has it been 2 years? Wait, Trevor Noah left 2 years ago? Find that out. Trevor Noah signed off, didn't appear risk taking or bold, but it does make considerable sense on both ends. With Stewart's reclaiming a prominent platform during an election year and Comedy Central benefiting not only from his skills as an entertainer, but perhaps more importantly, as a proven developer of comedy talent. That's the thing. Stewart is able to do what I do, but like way better when it comes to politics and whatnot. But the man has been in the game for many, many years. That's why I don't take nothing from him. When I say I'm not a fan, I just simply don't watch the show. Don't think that I don't know his accolades and what he's about. I think he's very good at what he does. I don't think that Apple show worked for him because you can't reach your audience. Apple sucks at putting out shows like that. Those type of deals where you come out weekly on your fucking streaming app, then they're going to work. We still need TV. TV isn't going anywhere, and I think TV is going to be a necessary part in our future. Trust. I know it sounds dated. Something's got to give. I mean, how do you get Jon Stewart in your... unless he's on YouTube, right? I'm just saying. Stewart hasn't exactly remained dormant during his time in the wilderness, dodgily advocating for veterans and hosting a program for Apple TV Plus. The problem with Jon Stewart. Yep, that show never really caught on, and he hasn't enjoyed his same culture footprint. See, that's another thing too. Like going over to Apple, he almost had to rebuild what he started before, and I don't think it worked out that well because he came in We saw a couple episodes, I ain't gonna lie. But it just didn't stick. For me, it didn't stick. Was it Comedy Central good? Yes, but it wasn't what he was doing. Just felt like he was talking to a whole new audience. It really did. Where he would emerge. Oh, yeah. Talking about him being on Comedy Central. I apologize. He didn't have the same footprint that he commanded during his time on Comedy Central, where he emerged as one of the most astute observers of politics and media, delivering a four-night-a-week blam of much-needed wit and sanity to those who shared his criticisms and concerns. The thing is that he was an outlet for so many people that it worked, and him leaving was really weird. Even for the money, they should have figured it out. In quotes, I very much wanted to have to have some place to unload thoughts. Isn't that like the dream, is just to have a safe space where you can talk your shit? I very much wanted to have some place to unload thoughts as we get into this election season, Stewart said during an appearance on a CBS mornings on Monday. I thought that I'd go over it again. They called it Apple Plus TV. It's a television enclave, very small. It's like living in Malibu. They decided let's just keep it a Billy. He left Apple because it wasn't work. You can cover it up all you want, bro. Flop's a flop, and that's okay. Listen, Stewart went to Apple TV, but he should have stayed at Comedy Central, and he honestly probably should be going to, like, fucking YouTube or Spotify. But, hey, glad to see Jon Stewart back. It is an election year. That boy Trump is on hot fire. Thank you for being here. Oh, my bad. Thank you. My name is Kasabian.
Oh, God.
Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Yeah. Be safe. Stay dangerous. Live-O loves you. Okay.
She keep me on a low low.
Yeah.
I hit it on a low low.
Yeah.
When I hit it, she go low low. Yeah. I hit it on a low low. I got this old head that still rock Manolo.
Yep.
And she work at the bank.
Man.
She keep the money close.
What?
Shorty popping off an ATL. And all she talk about is money.
That boy's talking that shit.
Well, I think her name was Carmen.
Hi, Joe. My name is. Sabian Live 01.